And this brings us to a very important topic, brings us to the topic of the Guru Yoga. But to make this clear, we have to say, first of all, a few words on the subject of lineage. And this is a very important aspect of the whole Tantric Buddhist tradition, as well as an important aspect of Chan or Zen. Though in the case of Chan or Zen, or at least Zen, it seems to become rather artificial and stereotyped, at least in modern times. Now, I've said in an earlier lecture that the Tantric Guru is one who gives Tantric initiation. And Tantric initiation, as I insisted on that occasion, is not the giving of a teaching, not the explanation of a doctrine, it's the transmission of power. It's the transmission of energy. This is what Tantric initiation essentially is. Or if you like, it's the stimulation, the activation of energy. Though the actual experience may be much more that of a transmission, a giving of energy. It's also like, we're told, the planting of a seed. But the time of initiation, of Tantric initiation, the Guru plants a seed. Plants a seed in the soil, as it were, of the heart of the disciple. The seed comes from outside, as it were. The seed comes from the Guru. But the disciple has to tend it, cultivate it, water it, give it light and heat himself. And eventually, if the disciple does this, the seed will sprout, grow into a plant. The plant will produce flowers. The flowers will bear fruit. And eventually, one will find the whole plant blossoming into a full-blown lotus, the lotus of 1,000 petals, which is enlightenment itself. And by that time, the disciple's energies will have become fully activated. The disciple will have become endowed with the plenitude of spiritual power, will have become, as we saw the other week, Vajradhara, the bearer of the Vajra, Vajrasattva, the Vajra being, the adamantine being. In other words, by that time, by the time the 1,000-petal lotus has opened and all his energies have become activated and operative, the disciple himself has become a guru. So having become a guru, the disciple or former disciple, the new guru, in his turn, will be able to transmit power, to activate, to stimulate, and his disciple in turn, and so on. So a sort of chain reaction is set up, beginning with the original guru, in this case, Padmasambhava. And this spiritual chain reaction from generation to generation of masters and disciples and masters and disciples is called a lineage, a line of transmission, if you like. But it's important not to misunderstand this. We talk of lineage, we talk of transmission, we talk of handing down. But we're not to imagine, we're not to suppose that there's anything which is transmitted. That the guru gives you something and you hand it on to somebody else and he hands it on to somebody else. The lineage, the transmission, is not like that. Much less still is it a question of transmitting a robe or giving someone a certificate, as one finds nowadays sometimes happening. But what is transmitted is what we can only describe as a sort of current of spiritual energy, spiritual electricity even. A direct experience which is sparked off. Also, we should not think of the transmission from generation to generation as a sort of one-to-one process, not one guru to one disciple, and that one disciple becoming a guru and then transmitting to one other disciple. Not that. Any guru may have or have had many gurus, receive many initiations, many transmissions, and all the energies of all these transmissions, as it were, converge in him, like many, many rivulets, all converging into a great river. And the guru, when he transmits, when he initiates, he transmits all these energies. Again, and this is another important point, the guru does not lose energy by transmission. He doesn't transmit energy, any energy, and then not have any energy or less energy left for himself. If anything, we may say, in transmitting, in communicating energy, power, spiritual power, the guru gains. Sometimes it is said in the tantric tradition that the giving of initiation to a worthy disciple is very helpful and very beneficial to the guru. But this brings us to a rather esoteric aspect of the subject, into which we have no time to enter now.